92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Dr. Tasha is in the studio with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness, and we're going to talk about Bell's palsy. And there's people listening that may not know what that is. I know what it is, but tell our audience what Bell's palsy is.
Yeah, so good morning.
It's good morning.
Lovely to be here.
Sorry.
I just go
right into it, don't I?
I know, we do. And
I'm
it's
sorry.
Great. I love working with you. No problem. So, yeah, Bell's palsy, I love treating Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
So what happens with Bell's palsy is basically one side of the face droops.
Yeah.
And it can be several different reasons. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes if you've ever had a virus, mm-hmm. or if you're incredibly stressed out, or sometimes we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is sometimes it scares people so much that they think they're having a stroke.
Yeah, that
and
for sure.
Yeah. So if you ever suspect that, you go to the ER. But I've had several patients come in and say, I thought I was having a stroke and I went to the ER, which
yeah.
is the place to go.
Well, of course, right.
But that facial drooping, one side will look normal, one side will not. And
yep.
sometimes you lose the functioning of your eyelid, mm-hmm. so your eye can't close correctly,
mm-hmm.
your eyebrow droops, your mouth droops. So if the corner of one side of your mouth is drooping and you can't use the muscles and the nerves
right.
to work that side of your
right.
face, then eating becomes a problem, drinking becomes a problem, speaking becomes a problem. So people go in and, you know, you do the Western regimen and oftentimes it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
And you're stuck with for lack of a better term, a permanently disfigured face.
Right.
And you can't function normally.
Right.
You can't even go to dinner with your friends or
no,
family anymore.
No, you don't even want to leave the house. Not
no.
to mention how it looks.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed.
It can be very embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, I had someone come to me once and she was wearing a mask and she was so embarrassed to take it off.
Oh.
First of all, I'm never going to judge anyone.
No,
and it's
no.
my job to help make that better.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be, especially if this person was a realtor. She was out in the world all the time.
Oh, gosh.
So she was like, it is so embarrassing to face my patients and I can't speak right and
mm-hmm.
I can't use my mouth. And it's just really frustrating. But the patient I actually wanted to talk about, I love this patient. He came to me because he'd had it several years.
Mm-hmm.
The earlier I can start working on it, the better outcome we're going to have. But we still made a substantial difference. So his son was getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I just want to look normal at my son's wedding. And I want to be able to eat dinner with everybody at the same pace as everybody else without stuff falling out of my mouth.
Right.
And he has since gone to that wedding and we made such a big difference for him. He feels better going out in public. He feels better about his life. He said, I can eat food at the pace everybody else eats,
mm-hmm.
which is life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a picture from his son's wedding, like where the preacher would stand.
Right.
And the dad is in the front row with his hands raised with a huge smile on his face. And I'm like, that is the best testimony I could get.
It sure is, isn't it?
Yes, because he was so happy. He looked the way he wanted to look.
Yeah.
He was able to eat and drink at the wedding and enjoy it, and he just had the time of his life.
That's awesome.
So I love treating Bell's palsy, not only because you get better.
Mm-hmm.
There are studies that show acupuncture can greatly improve Bell's palsy, but also because the quality of life changes so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun for me to watch that get better.
That's awesome.
And see people get better.
How do you treat Bell's palsy?
Yeah, so of course we do acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
but then we integrate a couple of other modern therapies in with it that really give us that slam dunk.
The acupuncture, would that be in the face then for Bell? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's nerves in the face,
yep.
right? Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
so
okay.
what we have to do is stimulate those nerves
yeah.
and wake them up and then get those muscles working the way they should be again.
Wow.
But what I will tell you is that can sound really scary.
I know.
We
I know.
Start slow and we're very gentle and the needles are about the size of a hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds shocking to some people,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually painless and we're really gentle with it and we go slow and it's a great outcome.
And it's hard to say how many visits someone would need because, like you say, every person's
different.
So the plan that you come up with is tailored to every single person.
Yeah.
Every person is different and they
yeah.
respond differently.
Right.
Which
and,
I
yeah.
love that about you.
Yeah.
Because that's so important.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
No, it's
it
not.
It never has been and it never will be.
Good.
And sometimes that frustrates people
well,
because
I know.
They want
I know.
To know going into
I
it.
I know.
But that's why I offer a complimentary consultation
mm-hmm.
because it's fair for you to come in and see what you're going to need. And meet me, meet my wonderful, wonderful staff, see what we're doing. But then it's important for me to get my eyes on you and get my hands on you, see how long you've had it, see how long it's been going on, get all that information that I cannot get on the phone, and then come up with something that's exactly what you need.
Right.
So I'm willing to spend that time and get people in and do the complimentary consultation so we can have a realistic expectation and outcome.
What is the phone number?
The phone number is 616-604-0219.
And you can get them in, what, like within a week, you think?
Sure.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Really, really good to hear. Yeah. And the website one more time?
www.allacuacu.com.
This was a good episode. I learned a lot. I really do. I learn a lot every episode. I really do. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's another episode of Ask the Acupuncturist, Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness with Dr. Tasha. All these interviews are in the podcast section at WGHN.com.